Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's 11 minutes past 8. Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo. The Town and Gown 10K takes you through the heart of Cambridge, passing many landmarks, historic university college buildings and along the River Cam. It's all in aid of muscular dystrophy and it's running again on October the 20th. Christian Solanke is from the organising team. He is on the line now. Good morning, Christian. How are you?
Morning, Julian. Good, thanks. How are you?
We're good, thank you. How many people take part in this?
Well, so last year we sold out. We had 2,500 runners in 2018. And in 2019, we're upping the capacity to 3,000. So we're on track to hit that, which we're really pleased with, and hope to raise in excess of £100,000 for Muscular Dystrophy UK.
Oh, that's pretty impressive. If you add, I'm throwing this figure at you, if you add them all together, how much money has either the Cambridge run or maybe some of the other ones you do, I know, in other university cities around the country? How much has that raised for muscular dystrophy altogether?
Well, the Town and Gown series has been going for 38 years. It started in Oxford. But if we accumulate all of the income from across all the events over the years, we believe it's about £2.5 million.
Oh, that's pretty impressive. So, the Cambridge one, October the 20th. What's the route?
So we've managed to secure the same route as we've had in previous years, which is fantastic because it's a really beautiful scenic route. It starts on Victoria Avenue, and our event village is right next to that on Midsummer Common. And the route takes you around a tour of the centre of Cambridge, going into the city centre and back round. And you get to go through Jesus Green and along the River Cam before ending in Midsummer Common. So it is a really nice route, and one for people to enjoy the views.
We know that it's a really popular race in town to take part. What's the balance between the sort of fun runners and those who are sort of running with a club and really into it?
I think a lot of people take part just to enjoy the run, but at the same time, there are a lot of people that do have a connection to the charity that will really rally together their friends and family to come and do some fundraising. The fundraising isn't mandatory, so we do open it up to everyone to come and take part. Their presence for merely being there is really great for us in terms of our awareness and spreading our message of the charity and make people more aware of muscle wasting conditions in the area. But there are a considerable amount of people that do choose to fundraise, whether it's businesses or local families and fundraising group.
And I know from previous years, there's groups of almost like 50 people running on behalf and really, you know, focusing their run for somebody they know, a loved one, often quite small children who have muscular and living with muscular dystrophy.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there are families that we work with in the charity that are local, and they really do help push out towards their friends and networks and get them involved. We've had Dan Tope over the years who are based in Huntingdonshire, and they've had in teams of up to 100 people taking part and really to support their family. But it's a really good vehicle for really getting behind and supporting people with muscle wasting conditions.
So for anyone listening who fancies a run, what do they have to do to sign up?
It's really simple. We've got an event website, which is townandgown10k.com, and then it's just /Cambridge, and on there you'll find all the details. We are taking entries all the way up until the week before the event. However, we did sell out last year a few weeks before, so I'd really encourage anyone that's thinking about it to do it as soon as possible, because we do have a capacity on the event.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, look forward to finding out a little bit more in the run-up to the Cambridge Town and Gown 10K, and hopefully there'll be lots of people. I suspect you probably will fill up all of the places that you have available, and I look forward to coming down on October the 20th to help see everybody else off, and see you then as well, I guess, Christian. Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Bye.
Bye. Cambridge 105 Radio.